I'm joined by Madeline Osberger, contributing editor for the Aspen Daily News. How are you, Madeline?
I'm doing great, Raleigh.
So we're speaking about an article you wrote for Monday's paper, and the headline says, "We're number one in income inequality." You looked at a Economic Policy Institute report that came out in July and found that Pitkin County has the highest income inequality in Colorado.
I think what really surprised me, I mean, Aspen having the highest inequality, I get that, but that it stretched to the entire valley, that was shocking to me. That the Glenwood Springs area, as they define it, which is Garfield County and Pitkin County, have the highest metro area inequality.
Right. Just to clarify for listeners who haven't had the chance to read the article yet, Pitkin County with the highest income inequality in Colorado, the top 1% makes 72 times more than the bottom 99%.
What else the data revealed, and, you know, we could get this by going to the Census Bureau, but it was nice to have this distilled by this excellent report, really. It's called The New Gilded Age. And I would encourage anyone who has the time to just kind of look it up on our website, aspendailynews.com, that the average household income for Pitkin County is $91,000. That's only a little over $45,000 per person. I think that most people who have lived here for a while have found their incomes peaked. Maybe for me personally, it was 18 years ago my income peaked. And I think there's a downward pressure on wages here. There's always a pressure to keep it at a certain level because people really want to live here. They love the lifestyle. They love the skiing. But I think we're at this tipping point, really, where, you know, there's only so much government intervention, i.e. employee housing, can do. If these wages are going to continue flat or dropping, we're going to see a definite change in the valley. And I think we already are seeing that.
Now, for the article, you reached out to Pitkin County Commissioner Patty Clapper, and she gave you some of her impressions on the study. What did she say?
Well, first of all, Patty was nice enough. I reached her. She was visiting her mom in California. And thank you, Patty, for getting back to me right away. But she pointed out some great moves that the county commissioners have made, you know, buying the Phillips Trailer Park property, that 72, 74 acres. And there was really a concern that was going to be consumed for one monster home or maybe one family with their compound and such. And the commissioner stepped up and bought that parcel. I can only imagine if that had gone and purchased by a single, you know, LLC, what would have happened. But again, there's only so much the government can do. Private enterprise, if they don't start raising some of these salaries, I don't know what's going to happen. Let's look at the combined Garfield metro area, the average income for, you know, I guess this would include Carbondale, $65,000. And that's $8,000 more than the national average. That's, what, $32,000 per person annually? That's not a lot of money, in this valley especially.
Yeah, especially when you look at the top income earners in the Pitkin County area, taking home $6.6 million on average a year.
Right.
And even in the Glenwood Springs metro area, which you're saying includes Carbondale as well?
Well, that's Garfield County, so okay. Yeah, it's Garfield and Pitkin combined for that metro area. That's how they use those. That's how they got that data.
And the top 1% are earning nearly $3 million a year compared to, as you said, $66,000 for the other 99%.
Something Patty Clapper said that struck me, and I feel this is very, very great observation, that so many people in this valley have not recovered from the economic downturn. But 10 years later, really, they're still just hanging on with no savings and maybe earning less than they did before the economic downturn.
Yeah, that really struck me as well as something that you mentioned in the article. But I wonder, in your experience, how things were before the recession here in the valley and how they're different now?
That's a great question. You know, for me personally, I was earning quite a bit more money. And once it hit, I was the publisher of the Snowmass Sun, and then I had to lay off my entire staff. I was able to keep one person for a while, and then it got to the point where I just had to do it all myself with the help of freelancers. So it hurt us. And while we were able to keep our home, which a lot of people could not, it's not been easy in the last 10 years. And I think I'm echoing the feelings of a lot of people, especially people who are just getting close to retirement who weren't able to do that.
And a link to
AspenDailyNews.com.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Madeline.
Thank you so much.
That's it for this week's News Brief. For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.